They're always hanging around Bill Williams' office.
Good morning, folks. We will call this meeting of the Hess Committee to order. It's April 28th, and it is 9:37. We have with us this morning Representative Gary Davis, myself, Con Bundy, Representative Cynthia Tui, and Representative Tom Bryce. We do have a quorum. On today's calendar, we have the confirmation hearings from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees. Well, you want to say that 12 times real fast in the morning. And on teleconference with us will be Kate Burrows, Tom Hawkins, John Malone, Nelson Page, John Pugh, Evelyn Tucker. Bill Yonkers would like to be here, but we're second choice because he's on his honeymoon.
Oh, how wonderful.
Showing good mental health by not bothering to call us. We will assume that he's of sound mind. So
he's not. If he's having fun.
We'll start with John Pugh in Sitka. John, are you with us?
Yes, good morning, I'm here.
Good morning. Would you like to make a brief statement about you and the Mental Health Trust Authority Board and your visions?
Sure. My, Mr. Chairman and committee members, my background, of course, is in the area of psychiatric social work. I have a master's in psychiatric social work. My career, actually, working in mental health clinic and mental health wards in the U.S. Air Force, that's how I first came to Alaska, and continue to work in that area. In the youth corrections after getting out of the Air Force, and then on working in administrative areas within the Department of Health and Social Service. I have a longstanding interest in the services to mental health beneficiaries, and I feel like that the experience that I've had over the years certainly will be a benefit in developing the comprehensive integrated mental health plan and in looking at how best to expend the funds from the income account for the mental health beneficiaries. I think that my own vision for the Mental Health Trust Authority is that this authority has an opportunity to bring together a broad number of services within the Department of Health and Social Services, as well as within the Division of Aging and the Department of Corrections, to try to in the most efficient and effective manner to serve the beneficiaries that the Enabling Act as well as the recent legislation envisions serving. And I think it's a great opportunity to serve on the board at a time when we have reduced revenues and a real need to look at ways of bringing service delivery together in a better way. So that's my vision as far as being on the board.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have any questions for John? Go ahead.
John, just a quick question. Cynthia Tui, did you meet with us? Have I met you?
Yes, Nelson Page and I.
I remember. Thank you.
Right.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you. I have no questions, John.
And
I know, John.
Would the record reflect that Representative Robinson has joined us at 8:40? Having no questions, John, we thank you for taking your time this morning to join us. Is the sun shining in Juneau in Sitka like it is in Juneau? It's a dirty, rotten job, but I guess we'll have to bear up under it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, John. I'd like to move to Anchorage now and Nelson Page.
Good. Thank you. Just for the record, I can tell you that on the hillside it's snowing this morning.
Oh. Nelson?
Please tell me you're joking.
You're joking.
It's a pretty light snow, and they're not sticking, but there it is.
All right. Hearing no further questions, I think I'll go to the next person.
Aren't you glad the capital's here?
All right. Thank you. Would you go ahead with your statement, Nelson, and don't give us any more bad news, will you?
Okay.
Oh, we'll really kill the messenger.
Thank you. My background, my profession is as an attorney. I program, which was designed to bridge the gap between the need for intense medical care and the need for people to be to get back to their homes and villages. And as a result of our experience with that, with our foster son, with trying to create programs that would help people get out of hospitals and into a more natural setting as children, I got involved in the whole issue of what services were available and how they were delivered. I spent several years on the mental health board with some of the other people we'll be talking with this morning, and we all were working very hard to try and solve the mental health lands litigation. My vision of what the trust authority is to do is several things. One is to be a catalyst, a place for imagination to get to run and create ways of delivering mental health services in this state that are as unique as the state's needs are. Also to make some of the hard decisions we are supposed to be doing, providing the legislature with a comprehensive budget each year. And my vision, at least, and I hope I speak for some of the other members, I probably do, of the Trust Authority, is that we want to present you with a budget that is a realistic budget for your consideration each year. And then, of course, we also have a role to play with the enhancement of the coordination of a comprehensive mental health plan, and I think that will be an area in which we can create efficiencies and produce a better mental health program, hopefully the best in the country, by making sure that that what we do is meets the needs of the people of the state. And so that's my vision.
Well, and thank you very much for that. Do we have questions from the committee? Representative Robinson has a question.
Yeah, good morning, Nelson. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, my question kind of has to do with, and I don't know if this is a rumor or whatever, but I'm hearing that it appears that the board has made a decision to have the executive director in the office in Anchorage. And I was just kind of curious if that's going to happen, and if it is, why, and being that the administration and the legislature is here and that the real importance of having the person here. And so was wondering what was going on with that position.
The first answer to your question is that the Trust Board in its first meeting did make a decision that it would focus its staff here in Anchorage. And so that decision, yes, you're correct, that decision has been made. The reasons for it are severalfold. One of them is that we have a responsibility to deal not just with the administration and of course what goes on rather centrally in Juneau in terms of the legislature and the legislative process. We also have a responsibility to monitor and work with the Mental Health Trust Lands Unit of the Department of Natural Resources. That is headquartered here in Anchorage. One of the things I didn't talk about in terms of vision is that we have an opportunity with the resources that we've been granted as part of the trust to really generate lot of activity on land that's been pretty inactive for many years, and we felt that it was very important for us to be close to the Mental Health Trust Lands Unit. We also were aware of the fact that many of the constituent groups, the other planning bodies that we need to work with, not all of them, but some of them, are located in Anchorage. We also were concerned about making sure that the trust authority would be accessible throughout the state of Alaska. I think that was also a consideration in making a decision to focus in Anchorage. Having said that, I would also like to say that we very clearly understood that much of what we do has relates to what's going on in Juneau. And exactly how we will be dealing with the issue of the work that needs to be done in Juneau, and how we will be dealing with representing ourselves and our constituents in the legislature and with the administration is something that we're still trying to make some decisions about. We do expect to have a presence and an ongoing presence in Juneau.
Yeah.
Representative Robinson has follow-up.
Yeah, well, I guess I would just really request that y'all really rethink that. I've seen it with other boards and commissions, and it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. And that the facts are that you've got the Commissioner of Health and Social Services, the Commissioner of DNR, and all the mental health staff. They're right here in Juneau. And I also have some real concerns about the amount of money and time that's spent for people to then have to come down here and then spend the whole session. And it's not just this board, but I've seen it with others who then end up spending and paying for their executive directors to live in a hotel for the whole 120 days that the legislature's here. And so I hope that y'all really think hard about what this means and realize I think also how that's going to impact what you're going to be requesting.
I appreciate that concern, and it probably will come as no surprise to you that you're not the first person who's raised that concern with us, and it's something that we will look at.
Nelson, we also have a question or comment for Representative Toohey, and you might not be surprised that some of us look forward to leaving Juneau and that we would be happy to be in communication with you the other 240 days that we're not here. But in any case, Representative Robinson, feels protective of Juneau and the last department that's still available for rent here. Representative Toohey?
I'll be a little more tactful, I hope, than that. Nelson, I also would like you to know the other side of the coin is that if you had said you were going to have your department head here in Juneau, I would have been very strong that it was not that was not to be, because I think the place to be is in Anchorage, and I don't think you're going to have that much interaction with the legislature, and they're very qualified people, and you have people here on the board that you can appoint. So anyway, I'm very happy you're going to be in Anchorage. I think that's going to be economically the place to be, and I think workload, you're going to have the best chance there. Thanks.
Representative Davis or Representative Bryce?
You sure don't want to locate in Soldotna?
I'll speak for Representative Bryce. Fairbanks is lovely this time of year.
Well, no, actually, it would be nice to move the executive director to Alaska, which is where
which may cause them more mental health place. Problems than they want to deal with.
All right,
we have confidence, Nelson, that you and the board will do what's best for you and your organization. Mr. Hawkins, are you with us in Anchorage?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, I'm here.
Yes, would you go ahead with your statement, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tom Hawkins. I've lived in Alaska since 1972. I've had a collection of job experiences, primarily in the management of natural resources for both the public and private sector. I look forward to an opportunity to serve on the mental health board. I think its job is an important one, and I think its challenges, although they seem daunting in the early months of its existence, are really opportunities to not only focus and provide efficient delivery of a broad range of mental health services, but also to effectively manage the money and resource assets of the trust in a way that truly serves the beneficiaries. I look forward to that opportunity. Thank you.
And thank you. Do we have questions for Mr. Hawkins?
No. Mr. Hawkins, just a quick question. I don't know, and I really apologize. Have we met?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Toohey, not since my appointment, but I met you during the campaign.
Oh, fine. May I ask you a question? Are you, the best way to put it is, are you pro or anti-development?
I'm pro-development, Representative Toohey.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hawkins. And now to Bethel and John Malone.
Good morning,
Mr. Malone. Would you care to make your statement?
Yes, my name is John Malone, and I've been a resident of Bethel since 1967. My first involvement in concerns of the mentally ill and the mentally disabled came about during my tour as a state trooper, a state policeman back in the early 1960s.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Malone, and that concludes the testimony. That's the totality of folks that we have on teleconference. I would like to...
Excuse me, Mr. Chair?
Oh, yes.
This is Kay Burrows in Anchorage, and I am
on... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were told that you wouldn't be available this morning. So I didn't mean to ignore you at all. Kate, would you go ahead with your statement, please? Anchorage, are you on?
So much for Kay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Evelyn Tucker. I'm also on the line.
Evelyn.
Oh, okay.
Good. We're all here.
All right. Thank you. Kate, are you on the air? While we recapture Anchorage, maybe it would be best if we had Representative Robinson. While we recapture Anchorage, Evelyn, would you please go ahead with your statement?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Evelyn Tucker. I was born and raised in Anchorage. My family is from the village of Kinnick. I'm Allard and Athabaskan. I'm a series shareholder. I think it was about 1985 or 1986, I was meeting with other Native people who were getting to be aware of the number of suicides in the Native community. At the time, I was serving on one of the Seri nonprofit boards, and we were aware of a very high accident rate in our young people aged 20 to 30, a lot of car accidents, it looked like, probably a lot of drinking and driving, a lot of self-destructive behavior, looked a lot like suicide. And I was following this mental health lands litigation and thought that, gee, there might be some resources there that would make a difference in the Native community. I applied for the first mental health board under what we thought was a settlement. That turned out to be the first of several settlements. But I was appointed. I served two terms, a total of 6 years, 2 years as chair. And when I started to think about applying for the trust authority, I felt that my experience setting up the first mental health board would be very useful to the authority, and I was attracted to the challenges and opportunities of this settlement. I say my primary and overriding concern is my fiduciary responsibilities to the beneficiaries of the trust. So that's a little bit about me. Do you have any questions?
I don't see any questions. I do thank you for speaking up. We weren't intending to ignore you. And we're still trying to contact Anchorage.
She's trying to reach Kay Burrows right now.
Who had called in from home, apparently.
An Anchorage Directory Center?
This is what I'm going to do, because we do have a chairman's meeting here at 9 o'clock. Before they come fetching us with the shepherd's crook. I would like to... No. Okay, well, this is what I would like. I want to thank all the people that did take time from their schedule to testify this morning. And I'd certainly like to apologize on behalf of the committee. I realize this is the third time that we've asked you to be available, and it wasn't our intention at all to treat you in a cavalier fashion. As you might imagine, the press of legislative business down here sometimes makes us wonder if the inmates are running the institution here. We just weren't able to arrange our schedules any better than we have, and again, I apologize for you having to come back the third time. But having said that, with our sincere thanks, we will then pass on your names to the floor, and I would like to read the statement that goes with the referral that we pass on in each of your names. This does not reflect an intent by any member to vote for or against these individuals during any further sessions for the purpose of confirmation. And with that, thank you very much for your participation this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. All right, we'll move now.
And congratulations to all of you. I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think that the mentally disabled are going to have a fine chance.
Under the category of being careful what you wish for, you might get it. I will add my congratulations and thanks as well.
Thank you.
We are going to move now to House Bill 111. If you'll go on up there. The Statewide Independent Living Council.
Oh, Senate Bill 117.
I'm sorry, Senate Bill 117. My mind is in other places right now, unfortunately. Representative Toohey, we will see.
Unfortunately.
I'll be back as soon as I can. Representative Davis, are you going?
Well, he needs to go there as well, but Cynthia and Leonard, you just hang on for a minute. Maybe we can take care of this in 2-3 minutes, and you know how speedy they are at showing up. Stan Ridgway is with us here to carry House our Senate Bill 117. And Stan, welcome, and would you speak to the bill, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 117 was introduced at the request of the department by Senator Halford. In order for Alaska to continue receiving federal funds for independent living, the state must establish in statute a statewide independent living council. There has been a council functioning for the past year and a half, but last year there were questions raised about the legality of the council. Former Governor Hickel had to reappoint the council so we could get federal funds in October. And what this bill does is establish the council in statute. There is a fiscal note of $142,000 that is already in the budget and is being spent by the council. This enables the state to receive about $900,000 in federal money. There's $602,000 in state money that has been going to the independent living centers in the state, and about a $39,000 match. The council that is established spends about 9% of this money on operations, and that's the $142,000 fiscal note.
Questions?
You said that the 142 was already in the budget?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Tua, that's correct.
So the following year will be another, it will be a reappropriation of money or appropriation of money next year?
That's correct. Well, it's a part of the roughly $1 million that's already appropriated from federal and state money.
Okay, thanks.
Representative Robinson.
So now, it's located in the Department of Health and Social Services, though?
No, that it's actually located in the Department of Education. This language exempts it from that and places it in the department.
Okay.
Further questions? Representative Davis?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about going through the Human Resources Investment Council. This, you're not considered to be a part of that, or weren't included in that as far as the merger of councils. And
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. On a federal level and on the state level, Voc Rehab is mentioned in the Human Investment Council, but it has been exempted.
Okay. Further questions for Mr. Ridgway? No. Hearing none, we'll close public testimony on this bill. What's the wishes of the committee? Representative Robinson.
Just say we move Senate Bill 117 out with the attached backup documents and with individual recommendations.
And fiscal notes.
Which
and
fiscal notes. Documents, including fiscal note. And any objections? Hearing none, so moved, and we will adjourn this meeting at 9:05. Our thanks to Mr. Ridgway.
Oh, and we are coming back.
See, it's great having your bill up on the last day.
Our next meeting will
Nobody
be Tuesday at 2.